Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And I'm going to talk about bad beauty. What are the things that you're doing that you should not be doing, the beauty habits that are bad? We always talk about the good things. This is a time to look and scrutinize, pick apart the bad behaviors, and stop doing them. So I know that you guys know you shouldn't sleep with your makeup on. We know it's tiring. It's exhausting coming home from parties, shopping, wedding, dinner. The moment you step home, you feel like you need to go right to bed. It's so important to do a cleanse. But the bad habit you might be doing is over cleansing, double, triple cleansing, stripping away all the oils from your skin. Of course, we don't want to sleep with makeup on. It plugs the oil glands. It blocks the pores. It will lead to acne occurring and pigmentation. You definitely want to remove your makeup. However, those of you who over cleanse, double cleansing is something that I want you to think carefully about. If you have sensitive skin, double cleansing is not for you. If you have skin that is drier and more mature skin, double cleansing is not for you. If you're prone to oily skin, thicker, coarser skin, larger pore size, you can double cleanse. And remember not to over exfoliate. Over exfoliation is one of the worst things you can do for your skin. Sometimes when you're young, in your 20s, you think you got to scrub, scrub, scrub to remove all the dead skin to prevent breakouts. In actuality, you're triggering the production of more oil. You are sometimes worsening the oiliness of the skin and worsening acne breakouts. I think some exfoliators are very harsh. Bad beauty habit would be using an apricot-based scrub, a scrub that has rough, irregular kernels, or ingredients that can inflame and irritate the skin. So your exfoliator needs to have smooth, round, particulate surface. It needs to be very small, particle-size exfoliator. And fine, not coarse. We don't want to make micro-abrasions all over the surface of the skin. This is going to lead to breakdown of the skin barrier, superficial irritations, sometimes micro-infections. So don't over-exfoliate. So number one, don't double cleanse too much unless you have the right skin type. Number two, don't over exfoliate. Number three, stop using dirty makeup brushes. I know you guys know that you need to clean your makeup brushes on the regular. None of us do, but maybe we should start once a month. So I've started. I have been doing this routine of putting a little drop of shampoo in a warm soapy water cup, letting the makeup brushes sit like once a month when I'm dyeing my hair. It's a great tactic. This is one way to make sure that the oils, the grime, the bacteria that builds up on these brushes goes away. And don't forget to clean your hairbrush and your comb. Let's be honest. How often do you clean your hairbrush? Next to never. So all the dirty hair that's in there, that needs to come out. But number two, let that hairbrush soak in the sink. Fill it up with hot soapy water, plug the drain, leave that hairbrush and comb and anything you're using to run through your scalp soaking. You'll be shocked and amazed how much residue, particulate matter, and dead seborrheic material is stuck in your hairbrush. And that is clogging your hair follicles. One of the biggest beauty bad habits that I know of is lack of attention to the scalp. I am a big fan of taking care of the scalp, and I do a scalp massage once a week with coconut oil, warm coconut oil, rubbed into the scalp with my fingertips, really massaged in nicely, even scraping the scalp slightly with sharper fingernails, just to trigger stimulating circulation to the scalp and removing that seborrheic dead skin that's sitting on the surface of the scalp. So much chemicals go into our bodies every day. They did a study that showed that women apply 108 chemicals to their skin daily, skin, scalp, hair, and face. That's crazy. But if you think about it, yes, by the time you put shampoo, conditioner, hair product, gels, mousses, hair straighteners, styling sprays, and sunscreen, makeup, everything else, that's legit. And I think that the scalp residue is contributing definitely to hair fall, hair thinning, and chemicals that can worsen hair follicle health. So definitely scrub those hair brushes and definitely start exfoliating the scalp itself. There are scalp exfoliating shampoos available on the market and scrubs. You can buy very nice brushes that stimulate circulation to the scalp. And I definitely want you to think about using a great shampoo and conditioner. I have a wonderful one. My hair regrowth system is terrific. It's combined with biomimetic peptides, red clover extract. It's rich in biochanin A, one of the follicle stimulators. And you get fuller, thicker, nicer looking hair. It improves the proteins in the dermal papilla so that you get better hair anchoring. And these shampoos are really nice because they wash and remove DHT or dihydroxytestosterone residue on the surface of the scalp. And I think it's excellent, an easy way to keep that area clean so that the hair can grow thicker and more lush. I'm a big fan of scalp exfoliation. I also think that dry shampoo is another bad beauty habit. I know it's hard to wash your hair every day. It's painful. I see dry shampoo people using it so much they become addicted to it. My own daughter's addicted to dry shampoo. It's so bad to spray this powdery chemical residue on the surface of the scalp. It's like a fine, fine powder that absorbs the oils of the surface of the scalp, and there's nothing good about it. Not only does it bind to the follicle, it is going on the hair shaft and reducing the shine and bounce of your hair. Sure, it's convenient, but I don't think it's the right thing for our scalps. Next on my list of bad beauty habits, always picking your pimples and touching your face. The face should never be touched. You gotta, number one, sleep on your back. Number two, don't side sleep. Don't even buy one of those side sleep pillows. It just encourages the bad habit. Just sleep on your back like Sleeping Beauty. And number three is don't put hands on the face. I see so many people playing with their faces all day long. And in this day and age of COVID, germs from surfaces that you touch with your hands can be easily transmitted to the face, eyes, and skin, leading to respiratory transmission of COVID. Next on our list of bad beauty habits is too many manicures and pedicures. So get those done for special events like weddings and engagements and important things like graduation. But too much manicuring is not good for the nails. Number one, nail polish is full of formaldehyde and chemicals that dry your nail bed. If you leave these on too long, not only will your nails become brittle, dry, fractured, and splintered, but also stained superficially with a yellow tone from the formaldehyde that oxidizes the nail bed. It's also so important to avoid too much gel nails. Did you know that 5 sessions of gel nails increases your risk of skin cancer from the UV light therapy? That is so important to know because some girls get gel nails every single time they go to the salon. If you're going to be doing that, you need to wear the gloves that protect your skin of your hands because you're, number one, going to get elderly hands that look some really crinkly, age spots and brown spots. All of that's going to happen in the future when you get that amount of UV damage, not to mention potential skin cancers. So cover up with UV protecting gloves or don't get that many UV damaging gel nail treatments. Also remember that there's so much foot fungus and nail fungus in these salons that we go to. Just think about how many feet, nails, and people cross through a nail salon in any given week. And not all of them are as clean and hygienic as you. And not all the nail salons are clean and hygienic. Make sure you're going to a salon where they sterilize the tub or plastic line it, even better. Disposable plastic liner. Number two, they got to use fresh equipment. Everything's got to be opened in front of you. I'm such a pain in the ass when I go to these salons. I think they hate me because they got to bring me fresh tools and open every nail file and every buffer, everything in front of me. If you don't ask, they won't do that for you. And you got to visualize it. And they look at you like they're annoyed when you do. But you got to ask. And then the tools need to be coming out of a sterilized peel pack. Not just a pretend peel pack. It actually has to have gone in an autoclave because that's what it takes to kill fungal spores. And I know it sounds gross, but ladies, nothing is grosser than getting your own foot fungus, which takes 6 or 8 months to treat with oral antifungals or creams. And you know, there's people sitting next to you with thick, corny looking nails and heels, and all that stuff is everywhere in these nail salons. So, not a fan. It's always best to do it at home. Even better, buy your own instruments. Bring your own nail tools with you to every appointment. I love that idea. And people who start young with getting manicures like weekly at age 20, like you're going to get some fungus. And especially if you're using acrylics and things that bind these kind of fungal spores into the area long term, you got to be so careful. I'm a big fan of letting my nails breathe. So if I do polish 1 week or 2 weeks, you got to have 1 to 2 weeks with the nails free to breathe. And that means stripped of everything and just getting really nice moisturization. I also think it's a bad beauty habit to over trim your cuticles. That protects your nail bed. That's important for nail growth. So just kind of think carefully. Appearance is wonderful to look groomed and stylish and matchy and pretty, but it's also so important to be functional and realize that you're definitely bound to get problems if you're overdoing anything in life, especially like these gels and acrylics and things that are so damaging to the nail bed. Remember not to do too many hot showers. This summer is going to be warm. Skin likes lukewarm water. Skin likes to be soaked for a mild to moderate amount of time, like 7 to 12 minutes is the optimal soak time. More than that, you become shriveled like a raisin. Less than that, you don't get to hydrate all the thickened keratin layers of the skin and get to exfoliate nicely when you're hydrated. The skin becomes plumper and dewier. Skin does need to be submerged in water on the regular. I do believe a tub bath is a really important, very therapeutic thing, not only just for relaxation, but also just so the skin can get maximum hydration pumped right into the skin surface. I often put Epsom salts in the tub because that is so soothing and good for muscles, and the magnesium is wonderful for the skin. And when you get out of the tub, that is the exact right time to moisturize. I'm a big fan of adding essential oils, and coconut oil is a good one for the tub. It's not good for the drain, but you know, you got to run the really hot water so it doesn't plug later. But just a tablespoon or so of coconut oil, just kind of full body moisturization. And as we age, we don't produce enough oils for the skin. So adding back some oil content and some shine and suppleness to the skin is so, so important. I'm a big fan. These are some of the bad beauty habits I want you guys to work on overcoming. So remember, don't sleep on your face. Do clean your makeup brush. Do clean your hairbrush. Stop touching your face. Stop picking your pimples. Remember that sunscreen is your friend now and forever. And applying small amounts is not going to necessarily do it for you. It's large amount, like a tablespoon size. Sounds like a lot, but when you massage it in, it works great and applied frequently. Remember not to overwash your hair. Remember not to overdo the dry shampoo. Remember, go easy on the manicures and pedicures. And exfoliate, but don't over-exfoliate. And last but not least, don't take too long of a shower. Too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. Everything in moderation. And remember, a habit is a good process. It takes 3 weeks to make a good habit, 21 days to formulate a habit in your system and in your behavioral changes. It takes time and repetition. And habits are the things that make us who we are. It's the small things that we do every day that change and adapt us and make us who we are. So work on your small habits. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. D-R-K-A-Y is how it's spelled. That's where you can find me doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my awesome hair restoration regrowth kit with the gorgeous shampoo, conditioner, and hair vibrant serum. So good for thickness and hair density, reducing hair fall. And so many good skincare products that I love, love, love. Hope you guys will check it out. You can find me on TikTok too at Beauty by Dr. K. That's it for now, guys. No more bad beauty habits. Stay beautiful.